that has always been a contentious issue. If you look at the cabinet handbook, which was drawn up, you know, before, you know, the current formula that we have in terms of the power dynamic, where we now have the office of the prime minister, you know, who's supposed to be the leader of government business, is supposed to be the head of government, and that's clearly stated in the global political agreement. But, you know, people in ZANU-PF have been reluctant to, you know, let him occupy that space because of their arrogance and their intransigent attitude. And that attitude is translated even to pronouncements, certain pronouncements in the public media, where, you know, Mugabe is portrayed as the head of state government and commander-in-chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces in a very, you know, derogatory and insulting way for the office of the prime minister, which is supposed to be, you know, leading government business.
We also understand that the negotiators have at least agreed in principle to ensure that they quicken the pace of media reform in Zimbabwe so as to allow those broadcasting outside the country to come and do their business in Zimbabwe. What is your take on this?
There is this monopoly which the state has in terms of running the public broadcasting system. If that goes, if the regulatory framework, you know, allows for these radio stations to broadcast from here, there is no need for them to be broadcasting from out of the country. You know, as the Prime Minister has said, there won't be need for a black market on the electronic media platform.